Yepashas Bishalach. The first pasuk, Vayihi Bishalach Paro Esom. And it was when Paro sent out Klal Yisrael, Fuloinochom Elokim Derech Eretz Plishtim. Hashem did not want them to go through the land of Plishtim. Why? Ki Korvu. It was close. Ki Yomar Elokim, Pen Yinochem Om Beroisim, Lchomo Vishovu Mitzrayma. Maybe when Klal Yisrael will see the war, they'll want to return to Mitzrayim. Now the Or HaChaim asked the question, like we know the Lashon Vayihi is a Lashon Tsar, a Lashon of pain. So the question is, why does the Pasuk have to use the Lashon of Tsar here? L'chur, it should be a Lashon of Rina V'Gila. Like we're very happy now. Klal Yisrael is going out of Mitzrayim now. It's a tremendous Simcha. So why does the Pasuk use the Lashon of Tsar of pain, Vayihi B'Shalach? And secondly, the famous question is, why does it say Bishalach Paro that Paro sent Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim? Really, we know it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu that sent Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. And really, the Medrash Rabbi asked the question that the Medrash says V'chi Paro Sholchem. It says that Afilu Bilam Amar Kel Mitzim Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took them out of Mitzrayim. And how come here the Pasuk says V'hi Bishalach Paro? That's the Medrash's kasha. And the Medrash answers, that Paro was doing a mitzvah now, and he was being malava, he was walking with Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. And the Medrash ends off that Bishar Zeh, that Paro did this mitzvah of walking Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, he walked with them. There's a law in the Torah, was Sisoy of Mitzri, that Ladori Doris would not let a hate a Mitzri. Now the Mefarshim asked a question on this Medrash Rabbah, like, why does it have to bring down that Bilam said, Kael Moitzim Mitzrayim? Like, even without Bilam, we know from the Psukim, from the Torah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the one that sent Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. Why does the Medrash have to bring a proof from Bilam? And the Ma'am Leiz brings down to say like this, that without Bilam, we could think that maybe after Hashem gave the Esra Makos, now power by himself agreed to let Klal Yisrael go out of Mitzrayim. So then it would be good, Vahi Bishalach Paro, that Paro sent them out, now Paro agreed to let them go out. So therefore the Medrash brings down that even Bilam HaRasha, we know, he was the one that gave the counsel, gave the advice to Paro to try and kill out Klal Yisrael. He was the one that Kiseida was trying to do Kishuv to help that Klal Yisrael should stay in Mitzrayim and not to go out. And the Medrash Yalkut says that for 50 days after Yetzias Mitzrayim, Bilam was on top of Har Choshech, the Mokim Shel Aza and Uziel, and he was doing all different type of kishuf to try and stop the Jews and to make them return back to Mitzrayim. So you see that even after they went out of Mitzrayim, like Bilam did not agree with it. And for sure, he was the advisor of Paro. Paro also did not agree to go out. So when Bilam said, Kel Matzima Mitzrayim, like he's saying, Paro for sure himself did not want Klal Yisrael to go out. It was not like Al Pi Derech HaTeva that Paro agreed. But Paro by himself, because he was his counsel, told him not to let the Yidden go out. It was only clearly Kel Moitzima Mitzrayim as HaKadosh Baruch Hu that did it, Shloi Al Pi Derech HaTeva, that he took the Yidden out of Mitzrayim. So therefore that's the Medrash's question. Why does the Pasuk say Vehi Bishalach Paro Esom, Mashma that Paro agreed to let them go out now? It's not true. Even now, Paro did not agree. It was only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it al pines that they should leave. And therefore, the Medrash answers that Ein Echnami, the actual going out, Paro did not agree with. It was only Machmas Hashem. But once Hashem let them go out, now Paro did this mitzvah of Levoya, that Paro now walk with them to, like, malava them, to walk them out of Mitzrayim. And for this, he got a schar, that there's a mitzvah in the Torah now, lo tzitzoy of Mitzri, but not allowed to hate a Mitzri. And the pshat of this mitzvah is that he had a kfias of his Yetzirah. Even though he did not agree to let the Klal Yisrael go out, and really he still hated them, but I call upon him now for this 1 second, when they were actually walking out, he held back his Yetzirah, and he did this kind mitzvah of being malava them, walking with them out of Mitzrayim. And b'schus zeh, Hashem gave him a tremendous reward back. And Mefarshim say, kal v'chaimah v'kal v'chaimah, that if a Jew does chesed with another Jew, bi'avo, he loves him, he gives him teeth, he helps him along, like for sure, Hashem will give you back tremendous amount of chesed, l'dori deris. Now the Yalshach explains the end of the pasuk that says, "V'loinochom elakim derech eretz plishtim ki korafu," that Hashem did not want to let the Jews go through the near land of Plishtim because it was too close, because Hashem was afraid maybe they'll want to return back to Mitzrayim. So he learns the pshat is because the first pasuk starts, the beginning of the pasuk starts off, "V'yihi b'shalach paro esom," that paro, like now when they were going out, he was not by force. But at the end, when they went out, Paro was malav with them. Paro walked with them. So the pshat was, it's not the pshat now, the Jews are like running away from the Mitzrayim without their permission. At the end, Paro gave them permission to leave. So now, the Jews like were not in a matziv that they were rebelling and running away from Mitzrayim. Because if they would have been like rebellious now and running away, they would never think of coming back anymore. But since the pasuk says, "V'hi b'shalach Paro esom," like the Medrash says, that at the end, Paro was malava. Paro walked with them. He, like, at the end, gave them permission to go out. So therefore, it would be very easy for the Jews, when they see war later, to want to return back to Mitzrayim. Therefore, the pasuk says that Hashem did not let them go in a straight way, but rather, like we'll soon see, in a roundabout way, that it will be hard for them to return back to Mitzrayim. And this is the way the Or HaChaim answers his first question that he asked. Like, what does the pasuk say, "Vayihi b'shalach paro"? Vayihi is a lashon tsar, a lashon of pain. Like, really, we're talking about a tremendous amount of simcha, of happiness here, that Klal Yisrael is going out. And he explains like this, because who sent them out? Like, Paro let them go out at the end, and he was malav with them. And it was because of this that later Paro ran after them by the Yamsuf. Like, Paro at the beginning let them go out, and now we felt bad about it. Therefore, he ran after them. So really, who gave all this tsar, all this pain to the Klal Yisrael, that they were afraid by the Yamsuf when they saw the Mitzrayim running after them? It was only because at the beginning, when they left, it wasn't the pshat that Hashem took them out, Shalei Berotz and Paro, like they were rebellious and running away. Because if they would have been like rebellious then, that Paro couldn't stop them, they just ran away from Paro, then of course Paro would not have run after them later. Like, Paro would have seen then, it's Biyad Hashem, I can't stop them. But since at the beginning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu let them go out with the Rotzen of Paro. Like the Medrash says, Paro was malav with them. So Paro first agreed to let them go out. So then later, Paro had charot, he felt bad they let them go, and he ran after them to the Yamsuf. So the tsar of the Yamsuf was because of B'shalach Paro Esom. That's what the pasuk is saying. Klal Yisrael really had tsar, had pain from the fact that Paro at the end agreed to let them go out, and it wasn't really totally with the Hashem's taking them out, Shalei Berotzen of Paro. Because if it would have been without the consent of Paro, then Paro would have realized right then and there, it's the Yad Hashem, I can't fight them, I can't even run after them, later to the Yamsuf. Secondly, the Baal HaTurim says here that the Pasuk says, "V'hi b'shalach esom," he says, "Esom is b'gematria gam erev rav." In other words, Paro did not only send out the choshev of Jews, but he also let the erev rav, the mixed people, the mixed of the Mitzrayim, the mizgayer, like the bad ones, also go out with Klal Yisrael. And we know because of the erev rav, there was a tremendous amount of tsar Klal Yisrael had through the midbar. Like the Chetega was because of them, Kiseder and Kiseder, they gave problems to Klal Yisrael. So that's also pshat in this lashon of tsar, "Vayihi b'shalach Paro," was because Paro let them go out, and when he let them go out, he even let Esom, the Erev Rav, also go out. Therefore, there was tsar pain later to Klal Yisrael. Whereas if it would have been that right now only Hashem was taking them out, could be then there wouldn't have been the Erev Rav. If it would have been that Paro didn't give the consent at the end, just Hashem forced them out, it would have been that the Erev Rav would have not gone out, and then there wouldn't have been any tsar for Klal Yisrael later on. Now, another limud we learn out from this first pasuk is that Hashem is saying the reason why he didn't want to take them in the short route, because he was afraid when they'll see the Muhammad, v'shavu Mitzrayim, they'll want to return back to Mitzrayim. So first of all, the question is, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to make that there'll be Muhammad, there'll be wars? He could have made it that Klal Yisrael will go into Eretz Yisrael without having any Muhammad. Like, let just the Goyim there be afraid of the Jews and just run away. And really, there's a Rishalmi and Shvius that says, when Klal Yisrael first came into Eretz Yisrael, the HaGirgorshi, they ran away from Eretz Yisrael, and they went to Africa, because they were afraid of the Eden. and the Mechoma was only with the next Shish Alamim that was left over. The question is, why didn't Hashem make also the other six nations just run away from Klal Yisrael? And the Pshat is, like really the Gemara in Brocha says, that Gimel Matonas Tovis is Nosna Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael V'kulam L'nitnu Ela Aydei Yisurim. There are three big presents that Hashem gave to us, and they were all with hardship. Torah, Eretz Yisrael, V'olam Abur. Torah we got through hardship, Eretz Yisrael through the war, and Northern Olam Abur is only after going through a hard life of Yisurim. In other words, that Chazal say, L'fum Tzara Agro, the more you work to do Ruchnias, to do Avodas Hashem, the more you get out of it. The more chashuv the ruchnius is, the matanas of Hashem are, the more Yisurim we have to get it. See, Eretz Yisrael was such a chashuv a thing, Klal Yisrael could only get Eretz Yisrael through having Mechama. That's a metzius. But now that Hashem knew we had to make it through Mechama, Hashem was afraid that Klal Yisrael through a derech koruv would return, so Hashem had to make them go through the Midbar, a much harder way than the Midbar, it's hard to live, there's no water, there's no food. Hashem had to bring down the man, bring down the bear, all because Hashem did not want them to have this hard test of going through Derech Plishtim, that maybe they will return. So here we learn out that a person is not supposed to put himself in a test. If there's a place that's a danger, he may do averus there, it's hard to be a Jew there, run away from that place, don't be there. You're not supposed to put yourself in a nisayin. You're much better off being in a place that it's easy to do mitzvahs. You're amongst Jews. You're away from the tumah. That's what here Hashem did not want them to go through derech Eretz Plishtim. And some of Hashem say ki korov who means because Eretz Plishtim had the same amount of tumah kamat as Mitzrayim. Just like Mitzrayim had tumah, Plishtim also had tumah in it. So Hashem did not want the Klal Yisrael to go through a land of Plishtim that had a tremendous amount of Tumah, because it's a tremendous Nisoyin, even though it's easier to live there, but just the fact it's easier to live there than a Midbar is not a reason to put yourself into danger with Yeruchnis. So therefore Hashem brought them through the Midbar, that in the Midbar it's not a Ruach HaTumah there, there's no sacrifice of the Ruchnis there, even though you have to come on to Panosah from Hashem, that's Yidura, that Hashem has the power to Mefanes Klal Yisrael. And if it's a question of giving up your ruchnius or your panosa, you have to worry more about the ruchnius, not to lose it, and worry less about the panosa. That's this limud that Hashem has the power to mafanas Klal Yisrael, but akoponim, you have to keep yourself away from danger, not to lose your ruchnius. Then pasuk yudches vayaseh velukim esam derech hamidbar yamsuf vechamushim olu v'nei Yisrael meretz Mitzrayim. Rasulans Pshat V'chamusha means they came out armed. Klal Yisrael took with them their swords in order to go to have Muhammad. Because even though they saw all the great Nisan that Hashem is doing, still the Klal is Ein Sem Chamal Ames, and you have to go up to be ready to fight. Then the next pasuk says that Vayikach Moshe Satzmas Yosef Imoy Ki Yashbe Yeshbias B'nei Yisrael Eim Apokor Yivkor Lekim Eschem V'alisem Etas Moshe Mizeitchem. That Moshe went to bring up the bones of Yosef, because he promised to take him out of Mitzrayim. And Chassam Sofer wants to say that the first pasuk talks about the Chamushim. Klal Yisrael came out ready to fight with their armory, but you have to realize the Iker Koyach of Mechama by Klal Yisrael is the Chus of the Tzadikim. And therefore Moshe Rabbeinu went to take up the Yatzmus Yosef, means to take up the Chus of Yosef at Tzadik, and it says that God Tzadikim Kedolim Yosef Mimaseihem Sometimes the tzaddikim could protect Klal Yisrael more after the Misa than they did when they were alive. So that's the semichas of the psukim here. The Klal Yisrael was preparing himself for Mechama, and Moshe Rabbeinu was preparing himself with his chus of Yosef that he should be megan protect Klal Yisrael. And this is also very good. There's a Medrash Rabbah in Bereishis that says that Bezchus Yosef Nikra Hayom, because of Yosef there was the Kriyas Yamsuf. Ksivocho Vayonos V'yetzi Achutza, says that Yosef ran outside. Uksivosom Hayom Ro Vayonos. Ma Ro, what did the Yam see? Atz Moisef Sho Yosef Ro. It saw the bones of Yosef. It's like we're saying now, it was Bezchus Yosef that Yosef at Tzadik was Megin, protect the Klal Yisrael, that there was a Kriyas Yamsuf. Agav, Rav Chaim Shalevet Tzal is Masber, this Medrash. Like it says, what was the schus of Yosef? The Pasuk says, Vayonus, Vayetze Yachutza. that when Eishes Potiphar was fighting with him, so it says that he left his clothing and ran outside. So the question is, what was so great about this Meister alone that he ran outside without his clothing? Like, what would have been so long if he would have stayed there another second and, like, pull his clothing away? We should have pulled his shirt away and go out with the shirt. What was so great the fact that he left his shirt there? It says, Vayonus v'yetze achutza. And he was mazbel, like we said before, a person is not supposed to put himself in a nisoyin. If you're in a situation that you don't know if you'll be able to hold out or not, to do the aver or not, run away as soon as possible. That was Yosef. If Yosef had to wait another second there to fight, to worry about taking away his clothing, it could be, couldn't have held out. Maybe that last second he would have given in to her. So he didn't take any chances, and the second he had to run away, he ran away. That's a tremendous chus. And the chus there, Klai Yisrael was zeicha to kriyas Yamsuf. She, Pasuk Tazayin, says, V'ato hore mesmatcho, now lift up your staff, and put your hand over the yam and split it. Klai Yisrael should go through the yam in the dry land. And again it says, again, that Hashem will be honored through Paroi, that everybody will realize, Kiani Hashem, Vikovdi Befaro Berich Beferoshov. When I will be honored through Paro and his chariots. So the Pasuk says that Hashem told Moshe, V'yato hori mesmatcho, lift up your staff, on the teyeth yotcho, and stretch out your hand. So, Manashach, do you have to use the staff, or do you have to use your hand? And the Medrash says that the Pshat is that the Mitzrayim was saying that the reason why Moshe brought the 10 Makos was because of the Mata, because of his staff. But if it wouldn't have been for his Mata, he couldn't have done any Nisim. Like it wasn't from HaKadosh Baruch himself. So therefore now, by Kriyas Yamsuf, the Pasuk says, V'yato horim. Horim means lift up. The Medrash says it means take it away. A lashon of silaku. Take away the matah, and now, Moshe Rabbeinu, you use your hand. On a teyes yodcho al hayom. And the Kli Yoker explains why, bedavka, by the Kriyas Yamsuf now, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants Moshe to use his hand, and not the matah. And he says the pshat is, by all the makis, whatever Hashem was doing, lamalom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Moshe to do Mi'ein Zeh L'mata. Now we know through the 10 Makos is always called Etzpa L'Kimhi, that each Makos was like an Etzpa, like a finger of Hashem. The 10 fingers, the 10 Makos. So therefore, staff is like a finger. So that's why each one by the Makos, Moshe Rabbeinu always used the staff. Mashenken, when it came to Kriyas Yamsuf, here the Pasuk says, V'chol ha-shenevaya Yisrael as-yod ha-gadela. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu here, by Kriyas Yamsuf, used his Yad HaGadela. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu also now had to take away his staff and use the Neteyes Yodcha to use your hand, the dogma of the Yod HaChazaka of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, the Pasuk Taka says later, that Vaya Yisrael as Yod HaGadela, and it says then, Vayaminu Ba'Hashem V'Moshe Avdoi. That was the real Emuna, like now we saw clearly it's the Yad Hashem, the Yad HaChazaka, there's nothing else. And from this, Klai Yisrael got their Emuna Shleima in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and in Moshe. And now it's good, the Medrash, that the Medrash says in the Pasuk Lamed Aleph, that it says, Vaya Yisrael, Es Hayod HaGadol Asher Osu Hashem B'Mitzrayim, Vayiru Ames Hashem, Vayaminu B'Hashem of Moshe Avdoi. That now, they, by Kriyas Yamsuf, Klai Yisrael had Yiras Hashem, they were afraid of Hashem, and they had Vayaminu B'Hashem, they had total Emuna, trust in Hashem, of Moshe Avdoi. And the Medrash Rabbah says that Ad kan lo yhoyu yireyim es Hashem. Mikan v'yelech ho yireyim es Hashem. That up until now, Klai Yisrael did not have this mid of yirey Hashem. But after Kriyas Yamsuf, now they became a yirey Hashem. And the Medrash is very shver. There's a kasha in the Medrash. Like really, we know Klai Yisrael just got finishing a whole year full of nisim. The Yester Makos took him out a whole year. They saw 10 nisim, 10 Makos, and Klai Yisrael in Mitzrayim. That should have brought yiras Hashem. How come the Medrash says first now by Kriyas Yamsuf is by Yiro Mes Hashem? What was great about Kriyas Yamsuf over the Makos that happened in Mitzrayim? And what we're saying now, it's very good that by the Kriyas Yamsuf, this was the Yad HaGadolah. There was no in-between, there was no Mate, it wasn't just the Yetzpa-like, it was Mamish the Yad Hashem that Klai Yisrael saw. And furthermore, the Beis Halevi explains that there was a difference between the Esra Makos and the Kriyas Yamsuf. The answer of Makas really was brought, like we always spoke out, Mida Keneged Mida, that the Mitzrayim did bad things to Klal Yisrael, even though true Klal Yisrael had a gezeira, they had to work in Mitzrayim, but the Mitzrayim didn't have to make them work so hard. The fact they made extra work upon them, the hardship we spoke about, they didn't let them wash themselves. Therefore, the Mida Keneged Mida, the Yisra Makas, was like a punishment back to the Mitzrayim. So from that alone, Klal Yisrael did not see so much the Yad Hashem that Hashem is helping Klal Yisrael. They only saw the way Hashem is punishing back the Mitzrayim for the bad that they did to us. But now, by Kriyas Yamsif, this was the first pure Hatzolah for Klal Yisrael directly, that Klal Yisrael was saved, had Hatzolah Gemura now, and the Mitzrayim were killed. And from this, they came to have an emissary, Amun and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of a Moshe Avdoi, that they saw from these Nisim, that Hashem is not only like paying back punishment to the Mitzrayim, but the opposite, He's coming to do Toiva, to give a complete Yeshua to Klal Yisrael. So here they really saw the greatness of Hashem, therefore from these Nisim, it says, V'yaminu b'Hashem of a Moshe Avdoi. Then in Pasuk of Beis it says, V'yavoyu v'nei Yisrael b'soich hayom b'yabosho. Klal Yisrael went into the Yom in the dry land. V'yamayim lohem choyma miminam u'misraelam. And the water was for them for a wall on the right and the left. And the Medrash says that the wall protected them. Now the Pasuk says here that B'nei Yisrael b'soich hayom b'yabosho. Like first it went into the Yom, into the water, and then it became dry. And later in Pasuk Chof Tes it says the opposite. There it says U'v'nei Yisrael holcho v'yabosho b'soich hayom. Klal Yisrael went into the dry land, b'soich hayom, in the middle of the water. And again, the water was for a wall for them on the right and the left. And the question, why does the pasuk have to repeat itself again? And here also, the word choyma is without a vav, it's a choser. In the first, in pasuk chav beis, it's with the vav, and here it's without the vav. And the mialka darshins, that choyma without the vav means chema, that Hashem was angry at Klal Yisrael. Like we know, the Malachim were tying into HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why are you saving Klal Yisrael? Halalu wa'ev di'avoy di'zorah. So the Klal Yisrael wants to explain the two psukim like this. There were two different kitum, two different categories of Klal Yisrael. There were the tzaddikim that had total emuna in Hashem, and they deserved to be saved, and they taka went into the Yam when it was still water. They went to be Moisa Nefesh, and then it became B'yabosha when they went inside. That's the first pasuk. That's Vayavoyu v'nei Yisrael. Usually when it says b'nei Yisrael, it means the tzaddikim v'chashuvim. They went in b'soich hayom, when it was still water, they went in to be Moisa Nefesh. And then by Yabosh it changed into dry land. And for them, taka v'mayim lehem choyma, with the vav, the water was for a wall for them and protected them. But the next pasuk in Chof Tes, it also says of b'nei Yisrael, but here it says, holcho v'yabosh b'soich hayom. First they went into the Yabosha means these were the people that did not have that much trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they did not go to be Moisa Nefesh. They did not go into the Yam when the water was still there. But they first waited until it was split and it became dry. And after it was dry, then they went in. And for those people it says, V'yamayim lehem choyma, without a vav, that Hashem was angry at them, and it was a hard decision whether they should be saved or not. But still it says that Vayosh Hashem b'yom Yisrael miyad Mitzrayim, that Hashem did save the Klal Yisrael at that time, and everybody Vayah Yisrael Mitzrayim meisas vasayom, and we said they became to a tremendous amount of V'yaminu b'Hashem over Moshe Avdoi. There also we know in the pasuk before that says V'loy korav zeh ozeh kol alaylo, that the Medrash dashins that the Malachim wanted to say Shira that night, that usually it says by Malachim the korav zeh ozeh v'yomar. See, here the pasuk says, though v'loy korav zeh ozeh, that the Malachim did not come together b'shas the Mitzrayim were drowning in the Yam, so to say Shira. Like the Medrash says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Ma'isa yodai tovu b'yam v'yatoy mashira, that since now the Mitzrayim are drowning in the Yam, so it's not a time now to say Shira. And the question everybody asks is that right after the Kriyas Yamsuf, like we'll still go through it, Klal Yisrael said the Shira back to Hashem, they sang the Yoz Yashir. So you see, you are allowed to say Shira, even Al Ma'isa Yodai, Tovu B'Yamsuf. And some of us want to learn Shat, there's a difference. That at the time, Mamish, when the Mitzrayim were drowning and dying, that's not a time to say Shira. But afterwards, Avada, there is an Inyan to say Shira to Hashem, like we said, V'yaminu B'Hashem of Moshe Avdoi, through the Mitzrayim drowning and dying, Klai Yisrael saw the Yad Hashem, and they became to have tremendous amount of emuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and for that there's a tremendous inyan to be besimcha and to give back shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like they say, a moshul, if he gives somebody an operation, even though you know he needs it, and after the operation, he'll become better, and everybody's going to be happy after the operation. But I call upon him, b'shas to the operation itself, everybody is said. Here also, b'shas to Mitzrayim itself was drowning, that Hashem said it's not a zman to say shira. But afterwards, Avad, it's a zman to say shira, and Klai Yisrael Taka did say the Oz Yoshir. Now then, the shira starts off, Oz Yoshir Moshe v'nei Yisrael es Hashira Hazois l'Hashem. And then Moshe and the Bnei Yisrael sang to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vayomru Leimer, and they said, Oshiro l'Hashem ki go. I will sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because he is so great. Sus v'roich boi Roma v'yom. So horse and his rider he threw into the sea. So on this first pasuk of Oz Yoshir Moshe, first there's one medrash that says, in the Mechilta that says, Oz Shor Ein Ksiv Kan, El Oz Yoshir Moshe, Nimtzinu Lameidin Tchias HaVesim Min HaTorah. That from this pasuk we learn out the meaning of Tchias HaVesim. Like it does not say Oz Shor Moshe that Moshe sang, but rather Loshen of Oz Yoshir, he will sing. In other words, there will be a Tchias HaVesim when Moshe will sing the Shira again. There's also a Medrash in Shemois Rabba that says on the pasuk of Tehillim, that says Nochon Kisacho Meyoz. That means Afopi Shemer Lomato. Even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu was always the Melech, Lenisiyashev Kisecho. But your throne was not established. Ad Shomru Benecho Shira until Klai Yisrael said the Yoz Yoshir. Lekach Nema. Therefore, it says Nochon Kisacho Meyoz. That Hashem's throne was first established when Klai Yisrael said Oz, and Haino Meyoz Yoshir. So the question is, what is so great about the Shira? That the Pasuk says, Nochen Kisacha Meyoz, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's throne was first established now by the Oz Yoshir. And the Pshat is, really there's a Pasuk in Yeshayo that says, Amzu Yotzartili Tehilose Yisaperu. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Klai Yisrael for the purpose of Tehilose Yisaperu. We should go back and praise, say over the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Rashi says that Kloimar Yitzirosom Shel Yisroel Shehem Tachlis Abriya. In other words, what's the purpose? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create Klai Yisrael? That Klai Yisrael is the main purpose of the creation. And the Pasuk says Tehilosi Yisaperu. Means Rashi says Sheyomru Shiru Shavach Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That we should go and sing back and say praises to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And really, we say this every Shabbos. We say that Lachain Chayvas Kol Yitzurim Lefanecha Lahoidos Lahalal Shabech Lafol Ramin. We say Lashon of Shekain Chayvas Kol Yitzurim. This is the Chayv. This is the obligation of every person that was created to go and give back praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, like the Ramban says at the end of last week's Parsha of Parshas Boy, that the Inyan of the Torah, the Inyan of doing all the mitzvahs, is that we should become to with that we should come to realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us, and our purpose here is to go and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that. So when a person goes to sing Shira, to sing Shvach, praises back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that shows that the person came to this Madrega, that he realizes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and everything Hashem did does for us, and he wants to only go and praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu back. And the only way a Jew could go and praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu is if he first realizes the greatness of Hashem, what Hashem does for us. And that's why we dashim from this pasuk of Tchias HaMesim, Oz Yoshir Moshe, Moshe Mitzvah Hashem will sing again, B'shas Tchias HaMesim. Because by then, that's going to be this man, when Molor Tzeya, everybody will come to realize the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the time when we could really sing back Shira to Hashem. After we'll realize everything that happens, we'll understand all the good that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does to us. And really with this, we can understand another medrash that says, that Moshe Rabbeinu said, Oma Moshe, bi'oz chotosi lufanecho, uvoy ani mekalsecho. That means HaKadosh Baruch Hu did a chet before with the word of Oz, that Moshe Rabbeinu complained to Hashem, when he said, U'me'oz bosi al paro l'dabar v'shmecho, Horal Yom Hazeh, that Moshe complained that he went to speak to Paro, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it bad for Klal Yisrael. So now Moshe Rabbeinu said, Hareini Mishabecho B'Oz, I want to go and praise you now with the word Oz. Therefore Moshe now said, Oz, Yosher Moshe. So what does now by the Shira have to do with Moshe Rabbeinu now, like doing tshuva, that he didn't realize it before he said the word Oz, Bossi? And the pshat is like we say now, that the Indian of Shir is to come to realize that all that Hashem does for us is for our good, and we want to go back and praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now Moshe Rabbeinu understood that all the Golis, any bad that happens to Klal Yisrael, really it's only for our good. Now Moshe Rabbeinu understood that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it bad for Klal Yisrael, like we spoke out in the parashas before, was only for the good of Klal Yisrael. So after you come to such a hakara, such a realization, then you could really go to say Shira. And the real realization will be by Yemos HaMashiach, by Tchias HaMesim, when then we'll understand that everything that happened to the whole Klal Yisrael, the whole history, anything that looks bad to us, really there's a reason, there's a purpose for it, and it's only for our good. And that's the time when we'll really be able to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything. But now also, B'shas Kriyas Yamsuf, Klal Yisrael came to this realization to see all the greatness, all the good that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was doing to us, and because of this they went to praise and sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's called Nochon Kisach HaMayoz. That's what means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's throne is established here, that we come to realize and go to praise back HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shem Posek Beis, Ozi V'Zimros Ko V'Hili Lishua, Ze keli v'yan vehu, elokeyovi v'rememenu. As HaKadosh Baruch Hu was our strength and helped us so much, therefore we say ze keli v'yan vehu. This is our HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'yan vehu, like I will glorify him. And we know the famous Chazal, the Darshins, his nor b'fon of the mitzvahs. When we do a mitzvah, we have to do it nicely with the hidden mitzvah. That's a part of the mitzvah, to buy a nice lulav, a nice esrig, to buy a nice pair of tzitzis, a nice pair of tefillin. When you go to do mitzvahs, not to be stingy, but to spend the money to get a good mitzvah. That's called zekei levi'an veyu, to be mahana HaKadosh Baruch Hu with our mitzvahs. And the pshat from this posik is that we're saying like back to Hashem, the same way you, Hashem, when you took us out of Mitzrayim, you showed us your great strength. You didn't stop at little things, but you did great things to us. You were an veyu, like you showed us the hiddur of your great strength. Therefore, we'll go and do back to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we do your mitzvahs, we'll also do them behidr, with a nicer manner, not just to free ourselves from doing it, but rather try and do it with our uttermost. And the Pasuk ends off, Elokei Ovi V'Arim Emenu. In other words, I will lift up HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And how are we M'Raimim? How do we, like, lift up HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So really the Medrash says on this, that Reb Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Kishe Yisrael Oisim Ritzayno Shel Mokom is Miskadel Shemoy Boilom. The way we are Mereimim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's by doing His mitzvahs. So that's the Hemshech, that's the Kelev Yanveyu. We have to do the mitzvahs nicely, because that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu did the Nisim to us. And when we do His mitzvahs the right way, that makes it, by Ramamenu, we'll extol, we'll lift up HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we'll bring a Kiddush Shemayim in the world. The Ratzon of Hashem, that's called Varam Emenhu. I will like lift them up in the eyes of everybody else. Then it says Hashem Mishmacham, Hashem Shemoy, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's way of fighting is not with the Kli Zayin, with armory, but rather just with Hashem Shemoy, with the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then Makabois Paroi Bechel Yorvayom, Hashem threw into the Yam the chariots of Paroi, Omivcha Shlish of Tubu V'Yamsuf. And the Chiddush here is that even though usually when you go to have war, the weak ones die first, and then die the strong ones. Here was the opposite, that first was drowned, the Markavois Paro V'chelo, the strong ones, of Mivcha Shalishov, the best of his army, they were the ones to die first. It says, Yimincho Hashem, Nadori Bakoyach, Yimincho Hashem, Tiretz Oyev, mean the same right hand of Hashem, that saved Klal Yisrael, That was the same right hand that drowned the Mitzrayim, that usually a person can't do two things with the same hand. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu did both with Yemincha Hashem. Then Uvroiv Goincha Tarois Kamecho Teshalach Aroincha Chem Mechakash, that with the greatness of Hashem, he knocks down anybody that stands up against him, which is say that goes on Losed Lovoi and Yemoy Samashiach Nechem Az Goy Gumogoy, that will be thrown away just from the greatness of Hashem. And it says, with Ruach HaPech and Ermumayim, that the wind of Hashem, the walls were made, and it became like a dry land, and because of that was Omar Oyev, Erdov Hasekha Chalak Shalol, that the Mitzrayim said, let's go after them. They thought it was a Derech HaTeva, that the Yam split and became dried, and they thought that it will stay that way for themselves. Therefore, the Mitzrayim went after Klal Yisrael. And it says, No Shav Tov Ruchacho Kisomo Yom Tzolu Kaiferas V'mayim Adirim, that the same wind that before Kodesh Baruch Hu used to split the Yam Suf to make it dry, with the same wind that Kodesh Baruch Hu made now that the Yam come down on the Mitzrayim to kill out the Mitzrayim, with the same breath that Hashem did the Nes for Klal Yisrael, Hashem again did the Amisa for the Mitzrayim. That's what we say, Micha Moicha Ve'elam Hashem, Micha Moicha Nedo Ba'Kodesh, Ne'erosil Lo'esai Sefele. And Pasha, these two Micha Moiches are, that first Hashem is doing the Hatzolah for Klal Yisrael, and then Hashem is doing the Ariga for the Mitzrayim, and Noisa Fela Hashem is doing wonders. And then it goes on that even the other nations became afraid of Klal Yisrael when they heard of these great Nisim, and it ends off Hashem Yimloich Li'olam Voit. Like the saying, Klal Yisrael came to this Hakoro that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech Li'olam Voit. And then it says that even Miriam also said a Shira, Vatanla Miriam Shirul Hashem Ki Gogos of Ruach Baroma Vayom. So Rashi brings down, where did the Nevi'im, where did Miriam get the Hatov Biyodo, where did she get the Klizemer to sing with? So Rashi says they were Tzidkonius, that when they went out of Mitzrayim, they knew there would be a great Nes, and they took with them these musical instruments in order to be able to sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Before Hashem said that even though the Pasuk only says a short Shira that Miriam sang, of course she sang much more, but the main purpose was here that the Noshim Stam maybe thought that she's going to sing like to thank Hashem for all the riches, all the gold that we got now by the Kriyas Yamsev, for all the Rechush. But no, Miriam said the Ikar we're going to sing to Hashem again is Shirul Hashem, not for what we receive, for the riches that we receive now by the Kriyas Yamsev, but she was also Makar the Senior, we're going to sing back, because we were able to see now this godless of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and she also sang to the Noshim this Shira Lashem. Then the Pasuk says that Vayasa Moshe Yisrael and Vayehu Shloshes Yom Bamidbar Vloimotsu Moim. They didn't find water to drink. This is the Maaseh, the water was too bitter for them. The Kodesh Baruch Hu showed them the eights, and it sweetened the water. And the Kliyaka, the Merle Gemara says, 3 days without water means that they didn't learn Torah for 3 days. Nikliyaku explains that they were busy worrying about collecting the gold off the Mitzrayim rather than going forwards to Mekabel the Torah. That was a very little bit here. And this apostolic says that Vayomer Hashem said, Im Shemoya Tishmo Lekol Hashem Lekecho, if you listen to me, V'hayosher B'yenov Tasev Yezant L'mitzvaysov, V'shomarta Kochugov, listen to all the mitzvahs, Kol Amach L'shesanti B'mitzrayim L'yosem Melech G'ni Hashem Afechem. All the machl, all the sicknesses that happen to the Mitzrayim won't happen to you, why? Kani Hashem Rafecha. Farshim said the pshat is that the Makkah in Mitzrayim was rishis, so Hashem wanted to give them punishment. Mashenkin, when a Jew gets a Makkah, it's not the pshat that Hashem wants to do rishis to them, but Hashem always has a refuah for the Makkah. The Makkah is only to make us do tshuva, and then we'll have the refuah. So that's what the Pasuk is saying, Kani Hashem Rafecha, whatever Hashem does to a Jew, it's only a manas to heal him. But the Pasuk says, V'ha Yoshov B'ein of Tasa, what's right in your eyes you should do, and the Mechilta says it means the Masa Matan, the way you do business actions. Melamed, it comes to teach us, Shekol Misha Noisev Noisem Bemuna, whoever does business with trustworthy, is Ruach Habriyas Noichemen of people like you, U'malmol of Akosev, Kilu Kaim Kol HaTorah. Consider as if you Mekayim the whole Torah. And the Pshat could be, like I once said over this, from the Satmar Rebbe, the Zechatal of the Brocha, they said like this. It really tells you, the Stira, it says, Lassad Lovoy, the first question they're going to ask you is, did your Kavei eat the Matera? And another Gemara says, the first question they're going to ask you was, Venosata Be'emuna, did you do your business trustworthy? And he answered like this, that if a person does his business Be'emuna, that's the way he could be Kavei eat the Matera. Like everybody knows, they have a time set aside to learn. They have a shiur to go to. What happens? Sometimes a business deal comes up, and because of the business deal, you just can't make shiur. But if a person would sit down to think, like, who is the one that gives me the panosa? Who is the one that makes these deals go through? Is only HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
And therefore, the way we could do both things of Kaveyitim L'Torah and Asatam B'Emunah, it's one and the other. Like, the only way to be able to be Kaveyitim L'Torah, to come to shiur, is if you realize that even though sometimes you may want to miss because of a great deal, but if you realize that the deals are only because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Kodesh Baruch would rather you go to learn Torah, so then you would not miss shiur and you would be able to be Kaveyitim L'Torah. So therefore, really, one is totally in the other. And really, that's what the answer, really, is one big question, that the way to be Kaveyitim L'Torah is to be Nasata B'Emuna.
Then the Pasuk says, after Chamishi, the Pasuk Dalid, that Vayomer Hashem HaMoshe, Hinani mamte lechem lechem min ha-shamayim. I'm going to send down bread from Shemayim. V'yot so'om v'loktu d'vayoyim b'yoymoy. The clients will go out and collect it every single day. L'man anasenu hayelich b'sarosiyim loy. That I'll test them to see if they'll go with my Torah or not. And Rashi says d'vayoyim b'yoymoy means sarach achilas yoyim yukutu b'yoymoy v'loy hayyum l'sarach machor. You can collect today for what you need for today. You'll have enough food for today, but not today for tomorrow. And if you collect today for tomorrow, it'll just rot away. And the Medrash in this pasuk says that Nosati lechem tarosi shetisasku bo yom yom. I gave Klai Yisrael the Torah that they should learn it every single day. Tichsiv ashrei shemeli lishma mezuzos pischi lishkod al dalsoisai yom yom. Then the Medrash sends off the Hini Mamte Lechem Yom Yom Elu Divriya Medrash. That the Medrash makes a tzushtel here, just like there's an Indian that Hashem gave the mon every single day. Who Adim was supposed to learn Torah every single day? Now this Indian that Hashem gave the mon every single day, Dvayom B'yomoy, Lamana Nasenu, really this is the Yisoid of Bitochen, to have a Munen in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That the Yisoid of Klai Yisrael is to have a Munen and have Bitochen in Hashem. Here Hashem gave Klai Yisrael food for that day. And for that day they had, and they did not know what's going to be tomorrow. When it comes tomorrow again, they have to come to rely on the Kodesh Baruch Hu. You have to have bitachon every single day. And there's a big difference whether you give somebody once a big present that lasts them for a long time, or whether you give it to them every single day. If you give somebody a present once, and that's it, so true, he'll thank you right away, but that's it. Later on, he'll forget about you. He won't remember you anymore. But if you give somebody something every single day, so every single day you have to go back and give a present to him, and like, and you have to go and thank him back for it. Like really, Mefarshim say, that was the klola, what the Nochash received. When Hashem gave the klola to the Nochash, Hashem said, that what? Ofa teichol. He's going to eat now dirt. So the question is, what's so bad about that? Dirt is all over the world. He'll never be hungry. He'll always have what to eat. He doesn't have to worry about getting food from now on. The Nochash, the snake, was able to eat from now on dust. Dirt, you have it all over. What's so bad about it? Mefarshim said the pshat is that Hashem like threw him away from him. Like you're not going to have to come on to Hashem anymore. Here it is, everything you have ready once, that's it. And you're not going to, I'll have nothing to do with you anymore. And that's a terrible thing. Mashenk and the Yid has to realize that every single day he has to come on to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He has to be close to Hashem. It's like you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu every single day that you're alive. So that was this inyan here of the mon that Hashem gave to Vayoyim B'yoyimoy. You get what you need for today, like we have to be makir and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a tremendous limud, that's the way we're supposed to be the whole lifetime. That every single day we get up in the morning and we say brachos, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what we got today. And more we forget it, we think we have it already, it's ours, we don't realize it. But that was this, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught them now, that every single day you're getting your hashpo, you're getting your mezoinus from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was a tremendous chus, a tremendous teiva that Hashem did to Klai Yisrael now. To be madruch them, to teach them now, that these 40 years in the Midbar, what it means to come on to be tochen, like to live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Medrash says, the same thing goes with Limud HaTorah. Like every single day we learn Torah, we have to feel as if it's something fresh, we're receiving it now from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. And that's time to get used to it, you learn it a long time, and you think you know it already, or what's so great about it anymore, you lose your geshmak in learning. It's not the way it's supposed to be. Learning Torah also every single day, it has to be like tomorrow's dashins. Kol yoyim v'yoyim nitnum ha-Sinai. You're supposed to feel every single day as if today you're mekabel Torah from ha-Sinai. So the same way we got the mon every single day to realize, to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the same way we have to go learn Torah every single day and to feel as if it's something new, the chshivas of the Torah. Now, before in the Pasha, we also said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a chayk by the Mora, that he gave a few mitzvahs. Rashi brought down that he gave the mitzvahs of Shabbos. And the Farshim speak out, what was so great, why did Hashem give the mitzvah of Shabbos before Kabbalah Satera? The pshat is that before we have the Kabbalah Satera, you have to have a moon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to have belief in Hashem to be able to receive his Taryag mitzvahs. So therefore, the Yisrael of Shabbos is the Emunah and the Briyas Olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world and rest of Yom HaShabbos, so Hashem gave this mitzvah Shabbos even before Matan Torah. And that's the sinyan also of the mon now, that Laman Anasenu Hayelech Besarosim Loi, that means in order to go in the derech of the Torah, you have to first have this Emunah, this Bitochen in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So from this inyan of the mon, we come to learn to have Bitochen, have trust in Hashem, and with this we can go to learn the Torah. Also, like we spoke out before, it's very good, the end of the pasuk that says, Hayelech Besarosim Loi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will test us now to see if we're going to be Mekabel the Torah. In other words, this Yisoid of the money is to have Bitochen, have a moon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to realize that the Parnasa comes from Hashem. So we spoke out before, if somebody would realize that, then he'll be able to spend a lot of time learning Torah. He won't feel that by learning Torah he's losing out in his Parnasa. So Pasuk is saying now that if you learn to be talking from the mon, with this Hashem could also test you to see Hayelech b'sarosim loy, will you spend your time in learning the Torah or not? And then Pasuk Hay says, V'holya b'yom ha'ashishi, on the sixth day Erev Shabbos, v'hechinu asa shayoviyu shepepeh, v'oyu mishna ala shayiku to yom yom. Today on Friday there'll be a double portion. You're taking twice as much on Friday that you'll ask you for today and for Shabbos. Like the Pasuk later says in Pasuk Chavov, that Sheshes Yomim Tuketu, Uva Yom HaShvi Shabbos L'Yiyaboy. But on Shabbos you won't have any mon. And really the Zohar HaKadosh explains, what's the Inyan, how come, why didn't Hashem send down the mon on Shabbos also? As they say now, there's an Inyan of having Parnos every single day, to come on to have the Brocha from Hashem, the Vayom V'Yomai. So how come on Shabbos there was no mon? So the Zohar says, Amar lo yishtakach mon b'yom eshvi, v'shem dehu yom mizborch minei kol shisa yomin. Because from Shabbos, that's the Makor HaBrocha, we receive our Brocha for the whole week from Shabbos. V'chochad v'chad yoyv mizoyna l'sito kochad b'yom emihi brocha, the mizborch b'yom eshvi. And from the Brocha we get on Shabbos, that's how we get our panasa the whole week. So really what the Zohar means to explain is like this, that a person has to realize that we work and work and work, we don't get our panasa because of our work, but it's all rather it's the bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us. And how do we receive the bracha? That's from the mitzvahs that we do, from the shvisas HaShabbos, that the more a person is a shomer Shabbos, watches Shabbos, the rest you do on Shabbos, that makes that Hashem gives us a bracha, that because of that we'll have more panasa. Just the opposite from what people think. Some people think there can't be such a Shomer Shabbos. They can't close their stores on Shabbos because they won't have enough panasa to live on. And here the Zohar is saying just the opposite. That the bracha that we receive to have a good panasa the whole week comes from the Shvisa Shabbos. Comes from the fact that we give up one day to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be dovek with Hashem. Because of that we receive a bracha for the whole week. So that's why it's good here by the mon. Is the Inyan that HaKadosh Baruch Hu now is giving us our panasa. He wanted to teach us that the panasa comes from the fact that we're a Shavas, we're a Shema Shabbos. The fact we rest, we have a Shmira Shabbos, the more of a Shmira Shabbos we have, the more of a bracha we'll have throughout the week. And it should do when people used to come to the Chofetz Chaim and used to ask the Chofetz Chaim for bracha. Panasa is not doing so good, we need more money, give us a bracha. He used to say, you want me to give you a bracha? He used to tell them, be a Shema Shabbos. Do the mitzvahs of Shabbos. The more of a Shema Shabbos you'll be, the more bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you. Like we know, this is the makor of the bracha of the whole week is Shabbos. So that's this limit here from the mon also. That Hashem Bedavka did not send down mon on Shabbos to teach us that the more of a Shema Shabbos we are, the more brachas we'll have throughout the whole week. Then Pasuk Zayin it says that Uboike, that Moshe was telling, Moshe and Aaron was telling Klal Yisrael, in the morning, that you're going to see now the kavod of Hashem, that you were complaining against Hashem, like now you're going to get them on. When Moshe ended off, v'nachnu mo ki salinu aleinu, like who are we, what are we, that you're complaining to us. So really the Gemara in Chulun Darshan from this, the Gemara in Chulun of Peter says that, Nema Godla, Nema B'Moshe V'Yaron, Yosimar Shenemar B'Yavrom. That the Gemara that talks about that Hashem gave Gedula to Klal Yisrael, and all the Gedolim do is that the Mamayit, the Amidas of Anibus, they made themselves like nothing. So it says that Moshe said is greater than when, that what Avram said. Dilu by Avram Ksiv Yonochi off of Eifer. Avram answered back to Hashem, what am I? I'm nothing. I'm off of Eifer, dirt and ashes. Over Moshe V'Yaron Ksiv, but Moshe V'Yaron he says, V'nachnu mo, what are we? So Farshim tried to go explain, like the Gemara is saying, that when Moshe Rabbeinu, when Aaron said, V'nachnu mo, what are we? That's a bigger lotion of Anivus than what Avram Avinu said, that he said, Onoichi Yofav Eifer. So Farshim goes to explain, what's the difference? Like Lechura both, Moshe V'Yaron is saying they're like nothing, Amidus of Anova, and the same thing Avram Avinu said, V'nachnu Yofav Eifer. What's the difference? Why does the Gemara say that by Moshe, his lashon of v'nachnu mo was a bigger madrega of anivus than it was by Avram Avinu? Some want to say stam, because by Avram Avinu he said v'anoichi off of eifer, lashon of v'anoichi me. So in the word of v'anoichi it means you something though, me. But by Moshe and Aaron they did not even use lashon of v'anoichi us, but rather just v'nachnu mo, what are we? Others want to say, like the some say of a Meisa, with the Bienes and Eibishtites, they said he once went into a city on an Erev Yom Kippur, and he heard the way a Jew was saying Vidui. He was saying in the Vashkal Nitzorti, and he could die Vashkal Nitzorti, Kilo Nitzorti, offer any Bechari, Kabachem Bimisasi. He heard the way the person was saying Vidui. He was like saying, like, what am I? I'm nothing. That's what the person was saying. So it says that Bienes and Eibishtites, he felt very happy. He saw people, you know, Mamash, saying Vidui the right way. Then it came the next day in Yom Kippur itself, and he saw the way this person received Revi. He got an Aliyah. He didn't get Shlishi, but instead he got Revi. And when the person got Revi, he got all excited. Like, what are they giving me Revi for? Look who they gave Shlishi to. Who is he? Why is he any greater than me? How come he got Shlishi and I only got Revi? So it says that Rav Yonah Eberstein went over to him and asked him, hey, what's going on here? He said, yesterday I heard you say the Vidui, that you said very nicely, that what am I? I'm like nothing. So if you're nothing, so what do you care if you get Shlishi or Revi? What's the difference? How come today you're feeling bad while you only got Revi and not Shlishi? So the person answered back straight and he said, listen, yesterday I was talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said, I'm talking to Hashem, me against Hashem, I'm nothing. Keneged Hashem, I'm nothing. But here the question is, between me and my friend, maybe I'm something. Like he had tainus, how come his friend got Shlishi and he got Revi? So good. He didn't agree with it, but I call upon him, there's such a madriga like that. As Mephosh want to say, that's right here also. Avraham Avinu, he was talking back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avraham Avinu said to Hashem, V'anoichi off of Eifer, I'm nothing. So by saying that clap to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avad is a tremendous midah of Anova, that when Avraham Avinu said it, he really meant it. Not like sometimes we say it and we don't mean it, but Avraham Avinu, he really meant it. But I call upon him, he was talking to clap, he was talking against to Hashem. When you talk to Hashem, about a tremendous midah anava. But over here, a bigger madriga than that is here, when Moshe Rabbeinu, when Aaron was talking connected to Klal Yisrael, so they said to them, also this lashon of anachnu mo, what are we? So if they say this lashon against Klal Yisrael, like even connected another boss of Adam, we feel like we're nothing, that's a real midah of anava. But he's always explained this inyan of anava, it's not really to say that we're nothing. Like, we can't do anything and be miyayish, I can't do mitzvahs, I can't do anything. That's shtus. What a person is supposed to feel is that he's great, and he has the koyach, he has seichel, he has das, he has the koyach to learn Torah. He has the koyach to do mitzvahs, he's a great, every single Jew is a great person. The fact that Malaya of mitzvahs. But the pshat is, we just have to realize that it's not our power, it's not us that get the yashik koyach, but rather it all comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to realize that everything we have is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Emes Amida of Anova. Then Pasuk Tezvavit says that Vayiru Vnei Yisrael, and the Vnei Yisrael saw it, they saw the Mon, Vayermu Ishel Ochiv, Monhu, like, what is it? Ki lo yodu maho, they did not know what it was. Vayermu Moishel Leyem, Hu Alechem, Ashen Osen Asen Lechem Liocho.
This is the bread that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you, lochem lochle, that you should eat it. So the question is, if it was mamash lechem, mamash bread, what does it mean they didn't know what it was? And we're like, what was the question, what was the answer? And also here the pasuk says, vayiru v'nei Yisrael. It doesn't just say, vayiru ha'om, the nation saw, but it says, b'nei Yisrael. And we know usually when it says, b'nei Yisrael, it means the tzaddikim. When it says, tam d'om, that means like the Rishoyim there of Rav. So pshat could be like this. Like really in the Gemara in Yumer it says, that the Gemara says, in the pasuk it says, there's lechem, it says ugois, uksiv etochnu b'rechayim. It says by the mon, these three lishonis, that it was bread, or else it says it was ugois, or else it says they had to grind it. So Gemara answers, tzadikim lechem. The tzadikim, when they collected their mon for the tzadikim, the mon was mamish lechem, was edible. Beinanim ugois, the middle ones, it was like dough that they had to still bake it into cookies. Rishoyim etochnu b'rechayim. For the Rishoyim, they had to work hard. They had to first like grind it and make flour out of it. For them, they had to work in order to be able to eat from the mon. And the Marsha explains, it doesn't mean like mamash it came down differently for the tzaddikim or for the Rishoyim. What came down in Hashemayim was the same thing. Just when a tzaddik went to eat it, it was able to eat it right away. And when the Rishoyim went to eat from it, they had to work hard before they could eat from it. So Divrei Cheska wants to explain, that's beyond this pasuk here, that Vayiru v'nei Yisrael, the b'nei Yisrael means the tzaddikim. When they saw this simon, they asked, like, what is it? In other words, they did not know how to eat it. They did not know if you're supposed to eat it the way it is, or whether you're supposed to bake it, or you're supposed to grind it. What are you supposed to do with it? So on this, that Moshe told them back, no, v'yem Moshe leim hu halechem, this is the bread that you're allowed to eat it the way it is right now. Ha'ashenosan Hashem lochem liochlo, that Hashem gives it to you, to eat it the way it is right now, for the tzaddikim, you were able to eat it the way it is. They didn't have to work to do anything with it. The Leidem Pasuk of Zayinis says that V'hi b'yem ha'shvi, that Yotzu minom lilchot v'lo matzo, that the Rishoyim still went out on Shabbos to try and find the mon, but they did not find anything. So Pasuk says that V'yem Rashem ha'moshe, Adonu me'yamtem lishma mitzvayse v'sarosai, Ru ki Hashem nosan lochem ha'shabbos. You should see the HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you the Shabbos. Al kein hu noisen lechem b'yom ha'shish lechem yomoyim. Shvu ish tachto v'yetzi ish b'mkoymo b'yom ha'shvi. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Shabbos to rest and not to go out. V'him l'rat yisa tchumim. You're not allowed to walk outside the tchum on Shabbos. First of all, the Pasuk says, Ru, you should see. Another, what do you mean to see? In other words, you were able to see when Shabbos is from the mon. As on Shabbos, the mon did not come down. And the Pasuk says that what? That Hashem nosan lochem ha-Shabbos. Hashem gave to you, lochem, like to us, Shabbos. Before Hashem HaMadayek, like this, you say that Shabbos is different than stam when a goy has vacation. Shabbos is not just vacation. Vacation by itself just means you have off. You don't have to work. You could rest, take it easy. But there's no lochem, there's no gain for you yourself. Hashem came by Yid when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Shabbos. The pshat from the Shvisas, the rest of Shabbos, is not just to rest and not do any work, but it's supposed to be lochem. It's supposed to gain kedusha, bracha from Shabbos. On Shabbos, that's what we gain, to get the bracha from Hashem, to get the kedusha from Hashem. I call Hashem a Shabbos, is mekadesh karoloi. In mekadesh Shabbos, the way you're supposed to, you receive tremendous amount. It's not just stam the absence of work, but it's called lochem that we receive from Shabbos. And then Pasuk Lamed Hey, it says that Uvenei Yisrael Ochlu Es Hamon Aboyim Shona. The Klai Yisrael ate them on the 40 years when they were in the Midbar. Ad Boyim Al Eretz Neshov. Still, they finally came into Eretz Yisrael. Es Hamon Ochlu Ad Boyim Al Kitzei Eretz Kenuan. And the Pshat is, we know the Klai Yisrael, the 40 years they spent in the Midbar, that was the Pshat that's supposed to work themselves over. Like they went out from the Tumas Mitzrayim, and now they're going to come into Eretz Yisrael. They had to work over themselves to become clearly in the Amun and the B'tochen HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Mamash, they live with Nisim Kiseida. So to live like that forever, there's no kunz, you can't live that way. Because there's no your own work. It's Mamash easy to be a Yid in the Midbar. That you saw Mamash, the Yoimam, you saw the Anon, you saw the cloud, you saw the Eish, you saw the Mon, you saw clearly the Yad Hashem. There was no like Nisoyin then. So for 40 years, HaKadosh Baruch Hu left them in this Madrega, in order that later when we come into Eretz Yisrael, they'll be able to be a real Eved Hashem to do the mitzvahs the way they're supposed to. That's the way a lot of Mefarshim explain that we find so much terumos,
that Klal Yisrael was complaining so much during the Midbar, so Madanakav's chus that the pshat is Klal Yisrael thought that they were at their madrega ready, that they didn't have to live like this to receive everything from Hashem, to see the age, to see the clouds, to see the moon. They felt they were at their madrega ready, they were ready to go into Eretz Yisrael already. We're at a high enough madrega to do the mitzvahs. We don't need this extra special siyua help from Hashem. That's why in the Moshon of Chazal, the Chazal call the Dor HaMidbar Oichlei Pagi. They ate unripe fruit. In other words, they were jumping. They wanted to go out of this matzev, this way of life. But Kodesh Baruch Hu felt, no, it's not Kedai, you need it. Before you can come into Eretz Yisrael, you first have to live with HaKodesh Baruch Hu, where HaKodesh Baruch Hu feeds us and shows us clearly the Nisim of Hashem, and then we can be able to be on our own, with our own bitachon, with our own emunah. And then at the end of the parasha, it talks about the mechemas of Amalek, that the pasuk says, Vayovo Yamalek, Vayolochim im Yisrael berfidim. Amalek came and fought Klal Yisrael berfidim. We know the famous Chazal, the Darshins, and refidim el rifyin yodayim. They were weak. The fisherofu Yisrael yodayim midivir Torah, because Klal Yisrael didn't learn Torah strong then. Therefore, came upon them the sign of Amalek came. And later the pasuk says that v'hoya kashayore Moshe yoda v'gova Yisrael, v'kashayoniach yoda v'govra Amalek. That when Moshe Rabbeinu picked up his hands, then Klal Yisrael was winning. And when he put his hands down, then Amalek was winning. And the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah explains this, that kol zaman sho Yisrael mistaklen kalpe malo, v'mishabdem es libon avien shebashemayim, hoyim es gabrim. It means when Klal Yisrael was also doing the mitzvahs the right way, that's when Klal Yisrael was winning. Before Shemayas, like here you see by the Mechemas HaMolek, it wasn't enough Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah. But it had to be that the whole Klal Yisrael's Meshabed Libam, in other words, became strong again, was Mekavl upon himself, the Yol HaTorah to learn strong. The question is, why against HaMolek wasn't it enough Moshe's tefillah? And the pshat is because HaMolek has this chus of Esav HaRosham, that the bracha Esav was that when Klal Yisrael is Berifian, that Esav is Govar. So therefore, in order to win over Esav, it had to be that the whole Klal Yisrael was Mishabed Libo Navi and Shabashamayim. Therefore, it wasn't enough just Moshe's Tefillah, but it had to be that the whole Klal Yisrael was Mishabed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Alright, we'll stop.